Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host and happy Mandalorian Season 3 kickoff day. It's finally here, and we also finally have news that we can talk about. So let's do it! So this morning, Disney sent out a press release announcing Mando Mania. Not Mando Monday or Mando Wednesdays, it's Mando Mania, and it actually takes place on Tuesdays. So in the press release, it says here, I am pleased to announce Mando Mania, an 8-week celebration of exciting products inspired by Star Wars original series, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and more, just in time to celebrate Season 3 of The Mandalorian, streaming only on Disney Plus starting March 1st. The program will include brand new product reveals and spotlight in market must-have toys, collectibles, and apparel. Each Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, fans can visit StarWars.com/MandoMania to check out a selection of newly revealed products ready for pre-order, as well as items available immediately at retailers to help celebrate favorite characters including Grogu, The Mandalorian, Boba Fett, Bo-Katan, and more. So there you have it. It's Mando Mania this time around. It runs for 8 weeks, and I guess the official kickoff was today. And so now we have every Tuesday, just in time for when a new episode of The Mandalorian comes out, they'll have announcements on StarWars.com of upcoming, you know, Star Wars products. And just like in the past, it's probably going to be a whole range of different media properties from Star Wars. So all the movies, all the TV shows, anything is basically game. So we'll see what Hasbro is going to release or announce. But what's interesting is that this year has been pretty quiet so far, and we're already now in March, or it's February 28th right now where I'm recording this. So basically, it's been pretty quiet for the first 2 months. We had one Q&A in early January, which was basically in regards to product reveals that happened in December. And then they had one live stream since then with announcements. But there was no slow trickling out of news so far. And I went ahead and I looked up what they did last year in January and February, and it looked very, very different. So I counted 7 events for last year, right? So slow announcements where they announced a few figures here and there all throughout January and going into February as well. There was also one live stream last year. So as far as January and February goes, for 2022, it was a lot more busy than what we saw this year. But keep in mind that last year also, The Book of Boba Fett was on TV already, right? So that came out in late December. It ran through January and February. So it made sense to promote Star Wars while the show was on TV. But we didn't have a show this year in January and February. So it was really, really slow. And until this morning, basically, where they, you know, announced that Mando Mania is now a thing. And also they came out and they announced two Black Series figures, which I'm going to get to in a moment. But yeah, I thought it was interesting just how different the year can play out and how busy or how much more busy it was last year in comparison to this year so far. So this obviously is the calm before the storm. And with the season 3 of The Mandalorian starting tonight, actually, it's going to just pick up from now on, and it's going to be go, go, go throughout the end of the year, I think. So, interesting time. So, anyways, let's talk about the announcements from this morning. So, yesterday, on various Hasbro Pulse social media channels, they announced that the Mandalorian from the Vintage Collection, VC-181, is available again for pre-ordering. If you haven't picked that figure up yet, it is a wonderful figure, but by now you probably already have a few of those in your collections. But if you've missed out on it, you can now get it again through Hasbro Pulse. They're now taking pre-orders again for this figure. But this morning, they actually announced two Black Series figures. And they announced Ned B from the Kenobi TV show and the Purge Stormtrooper. This is a two-pack. It's exclusive to Amazon. And both of those figures are repaints of previously announced figures or previously available figures. And this time around, they are going to be carbonized. So they have a little bit of a shiny, glossy look to them. The set costs $74.99. It is only available on Amazon. And they sent the press release out this morning at 9:20 a.m. and at 10 o'clock a.m. It already went out for pre-order. So, there was not a lot of lead time for those figures, which was interesting. And when I saw these figures, I thought it was a joke at first. I didn't really think that that's what they would release at this point. I think that carbonized is just, which, you know, the whole collecting community is just so done with all these repaints. And I've seen so many people complain about the pricing lately, and I've heard so many stories of people canceling their pre-orders that, I wish that Hasbro would be a bit more conscious of what they announce these days and what they put out. I understand that there's a long lead time. This was probably in development for a year or longer or what have you. But still, just kind of lost for words on this one. It just feels so out of place, really, that... And then the price, this is, $74.99 plus tax, a little over $80. And I just don't see this being very popular at all. I only see complaints about carbonized and repaints in general for the Black Series line. So if this is your cup of tea, more power to you. You got two more figures that you can collect now. But for me personally, I'm just, no. I'm just not a fan of these carbonized figures. It was cool for a while, when it felt like it was more of a novelty item, right? They had the really shiny Boba Fett for the 40th anniversary of The Empire Strikes Back. I thought that was cool. They also did Darth Vader, which I thought was pretty cool as well. But for the most part, these things just, it's just not for me personally. But what I found almost as weird or even weirder is that they announced these two figures today when, again, the entire Star Wars fan community is in Mandalorian mode. Right? I mean, we're all hyped for Mando, maybe even for the Bad Batch. I know my kids like the Bad Batch, so they're looking forward to every Wednesday to watch a new episode. And here's Hasbro saying, hey, look at this. We have two Kenobi figures coming out. And we're all looking for Mando stuff now, you know? So it just feels so out of place, this announcement, you know, from a timing perspective specifically. But yeah, it is what it is. Now, Bandai has announced a new SH Figure Arts coming to their Star Wars lineup with the Obi-Wan Kenobi from the Kenobi TV show. This figure comes with two different heads, multiple hands, different accessories. It looks really nice. And it's a regular release in Japan. So if you wanted to get this here in the United States, you could go to Amazon Japan and pre-order it. It is currently about 9,000 yen, which kind of translates to about $66. And they ship it over here. So it's not an exclusive over there. And like I said, you can get it through Amazon Japan. And I've done this before. Quite a few times, actually, and it's worked beautifully every time. And Amazon Japan, I mean, once they ship stuff out, it's very fast. I think 2 to 3 days is usually the shipping that it takes from Japan to get here. So way, way faster than when Entertainment Earth or some other retailers here in the U.S. ship stuff out, you know. Quite interesting. So if you haven't seen what a Kenobi looks like, check out the Galactic Figures Instagram. I posted some pictures there because I don't really cover SH Figure Arts on the website. Maybe I will in the future, but currently I'm not. So if you want to see some images, link to that is in the podcast description. Then there's been some updates as to what products are available in the Return of the Jedi Retro Collection. Wave 1 is now shipping from Entertainment Earth. Those are the figures which include Luke Jedi, so I'm pretty excited about those figures. And I can't wait for those to get here. They've also received a shipment of the Vintage Collection Speeder Bike. And Amazon still has the Slave 1, the repackaged and repainted ship from the Vintage Collection in stock. So links to all of those items, if you're still missing those, are again in the podcast description so you can check them out. As far as store reports go, it's pretty much dead. There's nothing. I've been out and I've been looking a few times, but I haven't been finding anything that's worth mentioning. The shelves are basically empty. My local Target has one Vintage Collection Axe Wolf sitting there, and it's been sitting there for a few weeks, and it's down to like $6.97, I think. And yeah, so maybe they'll drop the price again if nobody picks it up. But yeah, that's basically it for TVC. There's nothing else on the shelves. And the Black Series has NetBees sitting at my local Target stores. Some of the Andor exclusives are still there, but they've actually sold surprisingly well. It took a while for those to kind of flush out, but it seems like people actually have been picking those up. So that Shore Trooper and that Ferrix Imperial Officer, even though it looked like those might hit clearance, they seem to have kind of, you know, not completely sold out, but there's only a few of them left now. So I thought that was interesting. Also, my local Target's completely sold out of the Credit Collection Ahsoka Tano figure, and I think Ahsoka has been gone from that location for, I think, early January or so is when that figure already was gone completely. So I guess it depends on your location, where you live. Up here in the north of Seattle, we do have a pretty healthy collector community, so things seem to be moving a bit more swiftly than in other parts of the country. Now, there are a couple of online deals currently on Target.com and on Amazon as well. It's interesting to see how Amazon, how aggressive they can be. As soon as Target marks something down, Amazon usually matches it. And such is the case this time around for the Black Series Net B and the Black Series Return of the Jedi Boba Fett figure in Kenna tribute packaging. Both of those are deluxe figures, and they usually cost $33.99. And Target and Amazon, both of them have them currently marked down to $23.99. So I'll put the links to Amazon into the podcast description if you want to check those out. But there's something else I want to talk to you guys about, and that is Hasbro and role-playing items. And, you know, Hasbro is getting a lot of flag, a lot of criticism constantly for the Star Wars action figure lines. You know, be it the Vintage Collection or the Black Series line, there is a lot of negativity towards Hasbro. And so I found it really refreshing because for the last 1.5 months, I've been diving into the Ghostbusters fandom. And I don't really collect anything else besides Star Wars. And I did make an exception for their Proton Pack HasLab, which they had about 1.5 years or even longer ago at this point. And I've always had a thing for Ghostbusters, not to the extent that I have a love for Star Wars, but I've always enjoyed Ghostbusters. And I actually looked into getting a Proton Pack myself some 10 years ago, maybe even a little longer at this point. And I realized that it was possible to build a full-size pack, but quickly realized that A, it would be very expensive to do a movie-accurate pack, and it would take quite some time because you can only get certain parts from people who do a certain run for an item or a certain part that you need for the pack. And so I realized very quickly that in order to get a Proton pack, it would take time and money to do that. And so when Hasbro came out and they said they were going to do a 1-1 size Proton pack, of course I backed it. I was excited about it. And the Proton pack arrived here about 1.5 months or almost 2 months ago. Early January is when they mailed it out, I think it was. And I've just been obsessed with this thing ever since I got it. I've been researching the Proton packs from the 84 and the 89 movies and compare it to Afterlife, and been learning about the hero packs and the stunt packs and the semi-hero packs and the differences. And yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with this. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because in the Ghostbusters fandom, there is nothing but love for Hasbro. Nothing but love for Hasbro. The people who backed the Proton pack are absolutely in love with this. The price was right for this thing. It's a 1-1 size. It's easily, maybe not easily customizable, but if you want to customize it and make it more movie accurate and upgrade certain individual parts, you could totally do that. You can gut this thing. You can put different electronics in it. It is truly an amazing piece. And for me, as somebody who covers Star Wars 100% every single day, it was utterly refreshing to see just how much love Hasbro is getting from the Ghostbusters fan community. Absolutely stunning to me. So I thought that was so refreshing. And then I looked at, okay, so what does Hasbro do for role-playing when it comes to Star Wars? So I look at the helmets, and I think they're doing an amazing job when it comes to all of those Black Series helmets. The price point at about $100 is unmatched. If you're looking for something even remotely close to that, you're looking at $300-$500 easy. And for what they're putting out, that is a very, very good product. You know, that Bo-Katan helmet, all these Mandalorian helmets that they've been putting out are pretty impressive. The Biker Scout helmet, which they've just announced, looks amazing. They've done Darth Vader from A New Hope previously. Great stuff. It's a little different when it comes to the lightsabers, because I think when it comes to sabers in general, we're a little numb, right? I mean, the Disney parks are doing their thing. There's a lot of fan-made items, which, you know, go up to $1,000 at this point, but they're fully customizable. But when it comes to lightsabers, I mean, you kind of have options, right? When it comes to helmets, you have some options maybe, but not to the extent of what Hasbro is able to put out. So I think it's interesting to see how Hasbro is dominating that segment of the collector's market, the role-playing items that people can use at the conventions. And in the case of the Ghostbusters Proton Pack, it really blurs the lines between a toy or a prop replica. Because, you know, once you give the Proton Pack a different paint job and you weather it, you upgrade some of the plastic pieces that they use with actual metal parts, this thing looks like it's a $2,000 to $3,000 piece. It's truly amazing. And so, yeah, I'm just absolutely in love with this, and I thought I might just throw this out there because I know you guys listening to me talk about Star Wars figures, we always look at it very critically, and rightfully so, you know, like that NetB and that Purge Trooper carbonized repaint set that they're putting out for $75. I mean, come on, right? But, you know, seeing what else they're capable of doing, you know, for especially for role playing, it's really, really interesting to see because it's unmatched, I think. I mean, could you imagine being 10 or 12 years old and seeing Star Wars for the first time, and then you have the option to go out and buy a lightsaber, or buy a Boba Fett helmet, or buy a Bo-Katan helmet, or buy the Mandalorian helmet? Mind blowing. Truly, truly mind-blowing. And so, you know, when it comes to Star Wars, I think that a lot of times we're just numb because there is just so much stuff out there these days. But when you take a step back and try to look at it from a little further away, you can see that Hasbro is actually doing an amazing job, especially when it comes to role-playing stuff. So I just wanted to throw this out there, you know. Next time you're at a store or you're browsing online, take a look at some of those role-playing items which they're putting out, not just for Star Wars, but just across the board. I mean, I think they're doing a pretty impressive work there. So that's pretty much everything that I had on my list of things to talk about. You know, once Hasbro starts announcing new figures, of course, I'll put out a new episode. But if you really want to stay in the know, you got to hit up your galacticfigures.com. You can follow me on all kinds of different social media channels, including Instagram, Facebook, the Facebook groups also. The links to all of these, you know, social media channels where you can be in touch with me are in the podcast description. And if you have a moment, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast app where you're listening to the podcast. It does help the show to be bumped up, of course, in the ratings, but also helps me to be motivated to put more episodes of GFT out there for you guys. And now that we have Mando Mania every Tuesday for the next 8 weeks, there's going to be a lot of stuff to talk about, especially because it's kind of bleeding into Star Wars Celebration in London. And May the 4th of 2023 isn't that far away either. So we're going to get Star Wars Visions, the second season. I think there is a Star Wars kiddie show coming out with Star Wars Adventures or something like that as well. We still have the second season of The Bad Batch. We now have The Mandalorian Season 3. And we'll have a ton of stuff to talk about over the next few weeks, I think. So please subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so yet. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on galacticfigures.com. The Star Wars Action Figure Database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description and remember to subscribe.
I completed my quest. He returned to me. I removed my helmet and now I'm an apostate.